What was it like to work with Jay again?
It was really exciting to work with Jay. Because it's really the first time I've worked with Jay. That's the funny thing about it, is that when we made the documentary, we interviewed 52 people for I'm No Dummy, and 19 made it into the documentary. And so I spent quite a bit of time with Jay, interviewed him twice, several hours at a time, and Bob, interviewed Jay and Bob. And it was, we got to know each other a little bit and kept in touch. And Jay came to us and asked if we would be interested in pursuing this project, in doing a filmic translation of the Tony Award-winning Broadway show. And Marge and I, my producer Marge, and life partner as well as business partner, she's our producer, and she and I consulted each other and our other business partner, Tim, and we said, yeah, we'll do this. Jay said that in the past he had been approached by several people to do it, but they always wanted to change it and make it something different. And because of our theater background, Marge and I had a theater company in Chicago, in the Chicago area for over 10 years, that he felt very comfortable with us. We would understand that this is a Broadway show, but yet using our film skills to bring it to a larger audience. And so it was really the first time that I was working with Jay closely and on something as important as his show. He was very generous, very open. It was exciting to work with him, and he allowed me to do things that I know would probably make the average person a little uncomfortable with their baby, as it were. And it's been a real interesting journey to do this, and a wonderful experience, I think, for all of us that were involved. But for me, it was good to work with Jay and to work with 12 cameras. It was very much, I did a lot of pre-planning and knew exactly how I wanted to shoot it. I had shot a show here just with a simple camera from many different angles. I would just kind of walk around and shoot it from different angles so I could get a feel for the show when it was staged here in Los Angeles one time. He's been doing it on the road for a long time, mm-hmm. since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And so I shot it as kind of a bit of a practice run and then shared screenshots of that with my camera operators in Wilmington, North Carolina, where we ultimately shot it. And that really helped all of us to kind of pre-visualize of what it would be, and I think made it go real smoothly. Jay's a phenomenal actor, a very talented storyteller. It's a funny show. 11 puppets and figures are involved in this Broadway show, and obviously it's good because it won the Tony Award, you know, I mean, when he was at the Helen Hayes Theater in New York. He's been in London, done it around the world, and continues to tour the country with it. So for me, it was interesting to work with someone as big and as talented as he is, and I'm very grateful that he was open to letting me do this.
How did you feel the first time you saw the finished product? I mean, 12 cameras, and I know how you get, you know, you put a lot of work into your things. You know, you're thinking a lot beforehand and afterwards. So when you put everything together, how did you feel about it?
I felt good. It was interesting. There was had to be a lot of give and take because there were things that I wanted to do that when we really sat back and looked at it, said, well, it, you know, this may not work, but that happens in anything you do. And there were things that Jay saw that I know may have made him a little uncomfortable at first. And he was very good about being open to that and letting me do what I needed to do. We got great feedback from people, and we sat together. I kind of did a cut first, and then he and I sat together and honed it together. And that's kind of interesting, too, because he's playing many roles. You know, he's the writer, he's the actor in many ways, almost a director, you know, because when he's working with the puppets, as we know, you're the director, the writer, the actor, the everything for two people at once.
Yes.
And so it was interesting to kind of feel and see his reaction to what was going on in front of him on screen. And it's tough. It's tough for people to see themselves. But I'm very pleased with it. And the process, the collaborative process with him was, I think, ultimately made it even better for the home audience. The exciting thing about it for me was to bring the nuances of the art form to the forefront, to show people things that you cannot see from 10, 20, 30 feet away or further back in a theater. And you're getting a very intimate look at this stage play. And that's what it is. It's a stage play. I never did the typical audience shots. I never wanted to leave Jay because I didn't think it would work at all, and we're very glad we didn't do that. Some people suggest just in case, you know? And even with 12 cameras, there never seems to be enough cameras for something like this because it's a pretty wide space you're trying to cover. And we shot from the balconies. We shot from behind. We shot, you know, directly from the audience. And it was an exciting experience for me. And then to sit down with all this footage, because each camera ran in, it was, you know, almost 2-hour takes, you know, of footage. There is no cutting here at all, you know. So then I kind of cobbled it all together. I edited it as well. I think I'm excited about it because of the feedback we've gotten and now distribution. So somebody really has taken a liking to it, and we appreciate that. So
speaking of the editing process, what was it like to sit down and just put all that information together?
It was hard at first. It really, it kind of freaked me out. Where to go and what to do with it. You know, I mean, you just have so much that in everything else I've shot, you get an angle and a couple takes of that and a reverse and a couple takes of that. You pretty much know. But this was, it's almost in some ways free form. You kind of know what you're going to do. But then you see other stuff and you go, oh, that really looks good and whatnot. So what I did was, for me, just as I guess almost a survival technique, was to really look at it in really small chunks and just kind of, I edited it. And everything was in the timeline, but I would only look at it for 7 minutes. Because if I started to look further down, I'd get frightened. I know it sounds kind of weird, but it would just scare the crap out of me. That, you know, I mean, oh my God, how am I going to pull this off? You know, this is crazy. There's just so much. And so I just focused on a little piece at a time and then just kept going down, 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 down. And then when I was done, then go back and polish. And that really seemed to work. And I think the menu's divided for the DVD is divided into, I think, maybe 18 or 20 chapters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost those kinds of chunks that I had to work in. Because there's no breaks. It just keeps going, you know? It's you see everything that went on stage. And it's I think it'll be really fun. It's a touching, very funny, very interesting look at Jay, his life, the art of ventriloquism, his mentor, the people that made a difference in his life, the time he spent on soap, the hit TV series, mm-hmm. and it's the real deal. It's the whole package, you know. And it's a very different and unique Broadway show. And Jay did a phenomenal job putting this all together, along with his original Broadway directors and that crew and everything. So, we shot Jay Johnson, the two and only, in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we chose Wilmington is because historic Thalian Hall, which was built in the early 1800s, is very similar to the Helen Hayes Theater in New York.
Yes.
And there was no way we could go back to the Helen Hayes Theater. It wasn't available. We looked at Boston, Chicago, even Los Angeles, and couldn't find anything that really kind of fit the original theater. And that's what we really wanted to do. So we rebuilt the Broadway set down in Wilmington. It's a 600-seat theater with two balconies. It has great history behind it, beautiful place. And they allowed it to what we call own it for a week. We rented it for a week, built the set, dropped in the cameras, shot three shows, really a Friday rehearsal and then a Saturday matinee and a Saturday evening performance. And from those three, we've got the full show. And really, it was the Saturday night show that just was tremendous. And so that was the clock show as a real base and then build upon that when I needed to with the other shows, drop in little pieces that we caught, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we ended up in Wilmington, North Carolina. Plus, Wilmington has great film crews, very knowledgeable people, and they were an outstanding crew. They had film background as well as shooting live events, and that combination really worked in our favor.
Are you in any situation to kind of spill the beans on some of the bonuses on the DVD? Will there be any commentary or anything like that?
It's actually just the Broadway show, and part of the reason is because it runs nearly 2 hours. We dropped a camera in the balcony and let it run for 3 days. And so one of the exciting things is to see the building of the set, the lighting plot that goes up, the rehearsal, you know, a quick kind of walkthrough rehearsal, tech rehearsal, and then boom, the show. And it's all in this really kind of 4-minute, very quick film. And I know that's going to go up on Jay's site and will be shared with people. We shot him in the dressing room getting ready for the show, but there's not a lot of extras because we kind of dropped in and it was off and running, you know. So
I know that it's hard to replace the in theater environment. Being in a theater is better than anything. But how confident are you that people that didn't see the production will enjoy the DVD?
That's a real good point. The theater experience is unique to itself, and there's something about sitting with other people that makes it really a community experience. This DVD, I think, in many ways, I won't say it does not try to duplicate that experience. It tries to build on an experience of its own. And that's what I really worked at. I think the home audience will get the feel that they are up close and personal. Now, that is very different from sitting in the second or third row and seeing something live and watching this on your computer screen, wherever that might be. I think you're going to get a completely different and unique experience as well. So instead of trying to duplicate that theater experience, which I think would have been a failure, complete failure, we build something that is an experience in and of itself. And it's really about seeing things closely, seeing things in a different way, seeing things from a different angle. There is a shot in the that I did, of the DVD that I did, that's completely filmic. You would never see this ever in a live performance of this show. And in the scene, there's a really touching and amazing scene in the play where Jay has to tell Squeaky that he did not get the job on Soap. Jay and Squeaky auditioned together for the role on Soap. They want Jay. They do not want Squeaky. And he has to tell him that he didn't get the role. And that puppet was retired at that point in time, and Bob became Jay's main character. And so what we did was something very unique. We allow people to see inside the ventriloquist box. We took a jib and go overhead and show Squeaky being put away in the box. It's never been done before. No one ever gets to see that. You would never see that in a live show because you're out in the audience. And so there are a few things like that in this film version that I think will make the experience really interesting and really wonderful for the audience at home. So in answer to your question, it is not the same experience. I hope it's equally as good in just a different way.